This podcast is produced by Audiophi.
Welcome to Devotions with Bishop. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The Bible is a reliable source to hear His voice and follow His leading. You will build your faith through the hearing of the Word of God. Let's cancel the outside noise for just a few moments, and let's focus on Holy Scripture. I'm so glad you're joining me for today's episode. This is Devotions with Bishop Herson Gonzalez. God is able. What does that mean? It means that God possesses infinite, complete, and perfect power. Genesis 17:1 says, "Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.'" Psalm 24:8 says, "He is the Lord, strong and mighty." Psalm 62:11 says, "Power belongs to Him." Psalm 147:5 says, "Great is the Lord and abundant in strength." The Word of God wants you to know that He is able to do anything. But for today's devotional, concentrate on these things. He is able to save us completely. Hebrews 7:25. "Therefore, He is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. He is able to keep us from sin." Jude 24, "Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of His glory, blameless with great joy." And we know how He does it. Hebrews 2:18, "For since He Himself was tempted in that which He has suffered, He is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted." He's able to supply our needs. 2 Corinthians 9:8. "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed." He is able to heal our diseases. The two men cried out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Matthew 9:27. Jesus returns and asks, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" Matthew 9:28. When they answer, "Yes, Lord," Jesus touches their eyes and made them to see. Do you believe? Not just with your head, but with your heart. Do you believe that God can do anything? Matthew 19:26 says, "But Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" Luke says it this way in chapter 1, verse 37, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Philippians shows us in 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Genesis 18:14 says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Job 42 verse 2 says, "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." Meditate on these scriptures. We can draw life and strength from the Word of God if we just believe. Look at that mountain and tell it to move. Speak to that illness and say, "I am healed, for I do believe God is able." Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is the full assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith in God is a life-saving power. It's not a feeling. No, It's a belief in the power of God to save us to the uttermost from sin that we must fight to get a hold of and then fight to hold on to for our entire life. But when we lay hold of faith, we experience the tremendous power it has to change our lives completely. We become confident, strong, and brave. Not for any of our own virtues or abilities, but because we believe that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To Him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, I know that You are able, but sometimes life gets in the way and I lose sight of who You are, and I forget the promises that You've made to me in the Word. Today, I reactivate my faith, and I believe that You are truly able. I come against all the negative thoughts that try to fill my mind and suppress my faith. I declare the faith is rising. My eyes are fixed on the God of the impossible. My life is in Your hands, and there's simply no one else I can trust the way I trust You. So I'll keep believing and praying with faith strong in a God who answers and hears my cry. I'm so glad you tuned in for this devotional. If it touched you in any way, please like, share, and subscribe. I want to send a special shout out to my brother, Ron Morales. I heard this song that's playing right now, also played at the beginning of the podcast, and I asked him for it, and he so graciously sent it right over. Appreciate you, brother. Love you, man. Another shout out to my brother, Al Gaffney, who always encourages me to get back to my podcasts. This one's for you, my man. Again, thanks for tuning in. We love you in the Lord. We'll see you in the next episode.